Kum lena b'akimoder dav chesam et aleph towards the bottom of the page. The two dots, six lines on the bottom. Amra Nachman, Amra Baravu, Rav Nachman say Ravu, sakin shal avoides kachavim, a knife of an avoides zara. Mutter lishchaba, you're allowed to use a knife of an avoides. The din is by an avoides zara. Anything is used for avoides zara, you're not permitted to use it or have any benefit from it. He says with a knife of avoides zara, you're permitted to shecht with it. But we'll soon see why. You're not allowed to use it to cut up the meat because you're not allowed to have any benefit. So why are you allowed to shecht an animal? Aren't you having benefit? So he says here, you're allowed to shecht because the animal, while it was alive, had so many more uses. Not only can you eventually eat from it, but also you can work with it, plow your field, and so on and so forth. And now that you cut it up, it lost its value. We're about four lines from the bottom where we stopped yesterday. So therefore, since it has diminished its value, it's not called having hano. But the also lachtebor, you're not allowed to cut up meat with it because misakenu. You're improving it, and you are benefiting. You don't have any benefit from avodah zarah. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
That's your hano.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the next
piece. You're ahead. Omer says, "Rabbi, palmi on occasion, the other way around. Sometimes shahasheichid v'shecht also is forbidden because you're benefiting when b'misukenes of the animals and sakana is about to die. Then if you let it, if you don't do anything, it's going to die. It's worthless. At least if you shecht it, you have some benefit. So there, if you have a benefit, you're not allowed to do it. U'mechatech mutter, and you're allowed to cut up meat sometimes when it diminishes value. When is that? Ba'atmi. If you have large pieces, and a large piece is something very choshev, you can send it off as a gift. The kaimi lekurbanu, you can send it off as a gift to a member of the government and so on. And now by cutting it up, you've diminished its value. Okay, then you're allowed to. It's not considered having asana. Says the Gemara, forget the avodah zarah part, even in the cases, let's say, where you have no better value. But is v'tevile, what about the problem? Mishum sham nuni di surah, it's treif. What do you think they shecht in front of a avodah zarah? Not kosher animals, treif animals. So you have fats on the blade of the knife, or fats that got absorbed in the knife itself. So the knife itself is treif. So why aren't we concerned that the fats that was absorbed in the knife might come out and be transferred to whatever you're cutting up? So we answer the chadosh. We're talking about a brand new knife. Bring you chadosh, a brand new knife. It's not avodah zarah yet. You never use it for avodah zarah. It's only dedicated for avodah zarah. So what's the problem? Then the din is allowed to use. There's no iser hano. An avodah zarah itself, we had a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, if he didn't use it yet, if it's aser b'hano yet already or not. But when it comes to a service of the avodah zarah, like a knife, definitely it's not avodah zarah unless you use it. Says the Gemara, bein l'Rabbi Shmuel, bein Rabbi Akiva, misham she avodas kachavim, things that you use to serve an avodah zarah, hey, that's what this is. Misham she avodas kachavim, and we know the rule is when it comes to avodah zarah, einon asurin, it's not forbidden. Achiyavdu, until you actually worship it. Says the Gemara, Yibois Eimer. I give you two answers. It's new as far as meat is concerned. There's no treif, but it's not new as far as avodah zarah. How is that possible? The possible gavza, you chopped up wood, lavayz gechavim. So it's already used for avodah zarah. It's also but it's not treif because you haven't used it yet for food. Or Yibois Eimer, be yishana, an old one. It's not chopping wood, you slice. Yeah. I guess so. You could afford it. Couldn't afford another knife. Or you buy a baby shana. We're talking about here an old knife, but leave no